I'm Kara Miller. This is Boston Public Radio. In the state's poorest city, Lawrence, the high school dropout rate is more than 50%. Of course, there are a few students who are lucky enough to be able to afford a private school, but that's not most students. So today, as part of WGBH's 30 Issues in 30 Days coverage, we're looking at who should pay for education. The Notre Dame Cristo Rey High School in Lawrence is doing something that's really interesting. They have a work-study program that lets students earn the majority of their tuition by working in entry-level professional positions. And I'm joined by Fred Gilfeather, who's in charge of business development for the work-study program at the Notre Dame Cristo Rey High School in Lawrence. Fred Gilfeather, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kara. Thanks for having us.
So let me just set the scene here, because Lawrence, in a lot of ways, certainly is at the bottom in Massachusetts, but there are so many cities around the country. We recently saw a big teacher strike in Chicago that are dealing with this issue of underperforming schools. And what do you do on a massive scale? So set the scene a little bit for us in Lawrence in terms of the challenges that you're facing.
The major challenges that we face in Lawrence, crime rate is 126% higher than the national average. Property damage is over 50% higher. The problem that we have in Lawrence is that most of our students are put into a school system that is underperforming. And what we're trying to do at Cristo Rey is we don't take the A student. And we don't take the Father Foley, who is the founder, has a saying, if you can afford to come to a Cristo Rey school, you can't come here. So we are taking the low-income students and trying to give them a chance. We have failed them miserably in this country. So what we're trying to do is give them a chance. So now there are 25 schools across the country that are all Cristo Rey schools. We have 7,400 students. These are kids that would be left out in the cold or be standing on the corner were they to go through the normal school system the way it stands today in Lawrence.
Okay, so I want to get back to that issue of not taking necessarily just the A students or not necessarily even taking the A students. But let's go back to Lawrence for a second. So here's a school system that if you look at the MCAS test, which kids have to take to graduate from high school, Lawrence is in the bottom 1% of MCAS on math and English. And I wonder, why do you think that is? You know, you said the public school is failing people. Is it the teachers? Is it the students? Is it the parents? If you had to diagnose, like, what is going wrong in the public schools in Lawrence, what would it be?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. I don't think the parents in Lawrence are just mainly focused on working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. So they're not home. So most of our students become the parents at home, taking care of younger siblings, taking care of grandparents, and they become the parents. And the problem is that because the school system now, which is in receivership, hopefully on the trend upward, but for years it just stayed flat, and these students would flunk out. Do you realize that since we've been on approximately 4 minutes, six students have dropped out of high school across the country. Every 26 seconds, we lose a high school student. And so we have failed miserably as a school system trying to fix that. The Cristo Rey Network came up with a program that you have to have money to keep the doors open. That's just business, unfortunately. And the model that they came up with was that all of our students, from the time they enter, from age 14 through the time they graduate, work at a corporate job. The boys go to work in shirt and tie. The girls are in business casual. And they are in a corporation. They're working at MITRE. They're working at Covidian. They're working at Nuance Communications. They're working at companies, and they are learning life skills that they are going to take into the rest of their lives, and they're learning it at a very young age.
So let's talk about the logistics of this, because it's very different from normal schools. Most people who are 16 years old don't also have a job at Nuance or at MITRE. So how often are they in school? How often are they at these big professional jobs?
Okay, they go to school 4 days a week, and they work one day. and then they rotate on a Monday. So to put it in easy terms, every student works 5 days a month, which that gives the company a full-time equivalent employee.
Now, the company must have some issues in terms of if you have a full-time job, but it's job shared by five different people, there must be a certain amount lost in the transition, right? If I were to tell somebody on Monday, who is my assistant, I need help with this, and then a new person comes in on Tuesday, they haven't had that conversation with me, so they don't know where we are. So there must be a certain amount of catching people up. Is that a problem for the corporations?
It hasn't been, because we're flexible, and what we say to our partners, our corporate partners, is let us know what it is you need from our students so we can prepare them. We have many companies that have just one or two students, and we have many companies that have upwards of 20 to 26 students. And they're not just stuck to doing one job. So it's not really a job share. So what the companies do, they bring our students in and they say, okay, we need one student in finance. We could use two students in marketing and communications, and we need a student in HR. So every week they're getting that same student. Now, if it gets to a point where it's one job being shared by four students, then all you have to do is let us know so we can prepare the students at the school. We go through an extensive two-week summer training institute, we call it, and we put our students through computer skills, Word 1 and 2, Excel 1, 2, 3, how to behave, professionalism, email etiquette. So they learn all of this stuff. So if you're a supervisor, one thing we do ask is that every company has a supervisor that is telling the students and guiding them on the job that they're going to be doing. So what tends to happen is those supervisors take a team under their wing, and everybody knows their responsibility before they get there.
Okay, and these companies are paying a salary, right, to the school, but these students in aggregate are working together to be sort of like one worker and earn a salary that a worker might get, and that's how they pay their tuition.
And that money is paid to the school. We have our own employment agency set up in the school. It's a 501c3 corporation. We take care of all of the payroll taxes. We take care of the insurance. We take care of all of the HR issues. So it's basically you're hiring temps. So it's a business expense for you. Okay, we're not asking for a donation here. We're asking for you to pay for a service. And when you get these students, they are so focused, because we can only educate so many in Lawrence. There's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of students across the country that when Father Foley set this model up and the Jesuits set this up, they would love to be able to educate every inner city student. They couldn't do that. So they're figuring out, how can we make a difference? This is how we're making a difference. We are taking these students, we're giving them a great education, putting them in the workforce at a young age, preparing them so when they do get to college, they've got an up. So say you have two students that come into your college, and you have Fred who comes in, and on his resume he has, I've worked at McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Wendy's. And then you have Kara who comes in and goes, I've worked at MITRE, Nuance, Leahy Clinic, and Raytheon.
Right.
Okay. Our students know how to act, and we're giving them that leg up. They know their only way out of their circle of poverty is to get an education. And that's what we do at Notre Dame Cristo Rey, is give them an education for life.
Now, when you first started approaching businesses and saying, we really, you know, I'd love you to give a job to our students, tell me the kinds of hesitations and concerns that you heard.
What can a 14-year-old do in my law firm? What do they know on the computer? Do they know anything? Am I going to have to spend all this time training them? Okay, and when they hear the program and they meet the students, I invite everybody who's listening to stop by our school in Lawrence and meet these students. These kids know their only chance of a better life is to get a good education, and they are focused. They will become the strength of your workforce. They will come in and they will be happy because they're doing the job one day a week, not 5 days a week. They know that this is their way for them to get ahead.
Did you feel like there was a stigma a little bit initially attached to, it's Lawrence, and people have read in the newspaper that this is a very poor performing school district, that, you know, kids are not doing well on tests, and they worry that there's going to be divide between the way the people in the office act and the way that the kids act?
I've only been with the school a year. Okay, I had 37 years in the music industry, and I've been with the school a year. Luckily, we had some phenomenal partners that have helped us, and I've tried to set up a professional network of where I have companies talking to companies and helping me that way, as opposed to the cold call. The cold call, that's what you're going to get because they haven't heard of it. But when you get a CEO or a CFO calling another CEO or CFO going, you know what, I've got 26 students here that help our company, and this is a phenomenal program, and if you truly want to start making a difference, so the one thing I say to a new partner is as of today, you are truly making a difference in a student's life. You are going to change the way this student will act forever.
Now, how do you think it's possible to scale this up? Do you think it's possible to take this model? We hear so much discussion in politics, all over, in local governments. How do we fix the schools? Do you think it's possible to scale up a model where people are working, kids, high school kids, are working one day a week in corporations, sort of giving them a sense of what they're doing in school, but also what the corporate world will demand from them?
Absolutely. And the reason for that is that the corporate America has to realize where they're going to get their next group of employees from. And what we're finding is a lot of our students who do a great job, we have a 99.6% attendance rate. We have a 94% exceeds expectation. Our students are graded every day. They get a performance review every day they work. And this goes into their GPA, so they're focused on that. This gives them the tools, and I think this model can be taken because there's always going to be jobs. And if you can start building your workforce with 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old students who are focused, and you get them at that age, and what we're finding is a lot of our students work at the places that they work during the school year. The corporate work-study program is it's a 9.5 month. It goes the school year. But come the end of school, it's over. So what we're finding is that our companies want our students to continue working, which at that point, that money is paid from the company through the school, and then the student puts that money in their pocket. So they have summer money also.
Now, but are you taking the really hard workers, the people who are going to be dedicated, and that may not be emblematic of who is left in the Lawrence public school system?
When you get a 14-year-old, you don't know what you're getting, okay? They're as different as night and day. I learn something new every day from a 14-year-old. They're way beyond their years. But what I will say is that when they come into the school, there is an admissions process, and they have to interview with a member of the corporate work-study program because they have to be employable. Because if we can't get them jobs, then we don't have the money. The corporate work study program for a Cristo Rey school is its bloodline.
Let me stop you right there. What does employable mean? What does it mean to go from being sort of an average 14-year-old to a 14-year-old who is employable? What kind of mindset does that take?
It takes a lot of training. A lot of students will come in and won't look you in the eye, won't shake your hand, won't tell you their name. I guarantee you walk into our school, and no matter what student you walk up to, they'll have a smile on their face. They'll say they're glad you're there. And it's just teaching them what the business world is about. So when we interview them, that goes into the thought process.
And do these kids, I wonder, do they come back from work ever, and do teachers see it in the school and realize, you know, I really think I need to learn more computer skills, or I think I need to learn more math because I'm seeing my deficits at work?
We're finding over the entire network that the classroom is translating to the workforce, and the workforce is translating back into the classrooms. A lot of times we'll have a student who's not real strong in the workforce, but is great in the classroom. And then all of a sudden, once they start to see the workforce, and all of a sudden this math or this chemistry or this biology starts to make sense, then they become better at the workplace. We have students who aren't that great to begin with in the classroom. They go to work and they say exactly what you said. Look at the bottom line. Look at the finances. Okay, where's the profit coming from? All of a sudden, math becomes real important. They then become better students. So we're finding that this marriage of corporate work and classroom work is becoming a very, very nice blend where we're putting out students that are ready for the workforce, but also are ready to go to college.
Now, let's talk about some of the other differences that you have between public schools and Crystal Ray, because it is not just the issue of being part of the corporate world. There is also the issue, right, of you have longer days, longer years. Where are those differences that you see between yourself and, let's say, Lawrence Public Schools or almost any public school?
Our work, we do start early, not tremendously early, and our school day is longer. We do double up freshmen when they come in math and English, because we find that they're generally a couple of grades behind when they get to us, and that is a direct result of what they've gotten through grammar school. So we double them up there. So the school day is longer, but it's a nice marriage. We've got our schedule, and we have the administration at the school that is very focused on these kids are learning a world of education outside of the classroom. They're getting real-world education that brings it back. So by the time we get them into sophomore year, they're up to grade level in math and English, and then they're ready to excel. And we do have AP courses and you know, advanced placements. We're on the National Honor Society. We're part of NEASC. So we're a school that's on the move, and to answer your earlier question, I can see this model just being taken out. And I know corporate America needs to understand that this could be their bloodline to bringing in new qualified employees.
And finally, I have to ask you, what is the demand like to get into Cristo Rey versus the supply? We've seen these sort of famous examples in movies like Waiting for Superman, where people are trying to get in to schools, but the places are limited. So what are you seeing in Lawrence?
Well, in our school, we're getting upwards of 300 applications a year. This year we'll be able to take, this next year's school year, 13-14, we'll be able to take 120 students. Now we do have, this was a great segue, we do have an open house on October 21st, and we are going to be interviewing students. We can take 120. It's from 2 to 4. In Lawrence at the school at 303 Haverhill Street. Now, what we're finding is we can educate and take every student in Lawrence that we would like to. We would like to expand the school to a minimum of 400 students. Right now, we sit at 290. So we've got some room to grow. So the application process is going to be rigid. You're going to have to, you know, have recommendations from your teachers. You're going to have good grades, not great grades, because we don't take the A student, because they can get a scholarship to St. John's or to Central Catholic. So we take the BC and below student and bring them up. One thing that we do have going for us is this school is now in its ninth year. We've had five graduating classes that have gone through 4 years. We have graduated 100% of our seniors, and 100% of our seniors have been accepted to college.
Very interesting model. I've been speaking with Fred Gilfeather. He is the Director of Business Development for the Corporate Work Study Program at Notre Dame Cristo Rey High School in Lawrence. Fred Gilfeather, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And I see Edgar Herwick in the studio. Hey, Edgar, what's going on?
Hey, Kara. So I know you're a fan of Nate Silver, the 538 blog on the New York Times website,
right? I'm a big fan. He's actually going to be in our studio next week, so I'm pretty excited
very cool.
about that.
Well, if you checked him out after the debate on his blog, there's charts and graphs and numbers, everything measuring who won the debate last night. But there is one thing that he has not been measuring.
What?
Which candidate was funnier?
Oh, very important measurement.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that with a self-described dean of comedy, Dean Obadalla, in a minute. We'll talk about more as well. So, funny guy, stick around.
Thanks. Sounds great. I'm Kara Miller.
I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio.